Greetings. This is James Gilliland broadcasting live from the East Eddy Ranch. Boy, we've got so much going on here, I can't even pronounce my own name. but anyway, there's so much happening tonight. And tonight I wanted to open the lines up for anybody that wanted to call in because there's so much happening around the world on every level, social, economic, and physical. You know, there's sightings happening everywhere. But to give people an update on what's happening here at the ranch, we had the Paranormal State aired, and you can see that at the website at eastetty.org if you want to see that. Kudos to them. They did a great job. We were wondering what they're going to do with it, but they did a pretty good job, although there's a lot more evidence which didn't get aired. We were hoping would get aired. We had the sound of the ships and wall-to-wall orbs surrounding the group out in the field and quite a few power-ups and other things that didn't get aired. But anyway, they overall did a great job, did a fair job. And even though one of the guys needs a little more understanding about lenticular clouds, that they don't have headlights on them, you know. So anyway, one of the major ships that was hovering over Mount Adams had three bright lights on it, you know. And he was trying to say that was a lenticular cloud, but they don't have headlights on them as far as I know. But there's a lot more going on. The Robbie Williams event went really well. We haven't talked that much about it other than put a few pictures up on the website, you know, at eastetty.org if people want to see them. But Robbie was great and crew. We had a great time. It was amazing. We overall just had a great time while they're here. You know, we were playing ping pong and pool together and sky watching, and ships were coming in, and everybody was getting excited, and we did a lot of other things as well, but it was a real fun event, and had a great time. I'd love for them to come back again, so anytime they want to come back, they're more than welcome. Hopefully some of the other evidence will be able to put up. There's all kinds of evidence. Some of it's kind of held up a little bit, but as far as the sound of the ships and some of the other things that were gathered during that event, but hopefully things will turn around and we can get some of that up. It's just held up with some other belief systems, you might say, are holding some things back. But at East Eddy, our program here is to share everything and that all the evidence needs to be put on the table. And it's very important that when people come here, they understand that we share here, because you can't really have an investigation unless you have all the evidence. And so if people grab the evidence and hold on to it and want to take it home with them and we never see it again. We've had a lot of pictures, all kinds of things where that happened, you know, where they get a little greedy and they want to, you know, copyright it right away and they think they're going to make a fortune on it. And this has been kind of an ongoing thing that's happened here. And because of that, unfortunately, some of the evidence we can't even put out that we've had here, some amazing evidence, you know, of the ship. But I think things are going to change and we're going to develop a whole new program. I hated to go that way, but we're just going to have people sign in and make it very clear that, you know, anything gathered here is shared property as far as photos and videos, you know, to put an end to that. You know, we're hoping we could just operate, you know, differently, but it seems like the more we get into the system, the more we have to, operate, you know, within some of the rules of the system. My preference is to create a whole new system and focus on what's important, and that's, you know, serving humanity and the earth and getting the truth out. That seems to be the first priority, but, you know, with some people, they have a little different priority. But anyway, one of the photographs we have was just amazing of these incredible blue lights and just all kinds of things going on in the field and brilliant lights and sounds of ships, all kinds of things. But hopefully we'll get those out soon. Trying to think what else. Hopefully, looks like Glastonbury Radio may pick up our show here. So if we are broadcasting out to Glastonbury, big shout out to you and all the listeners there. I was on Now That's Weird just a little while ago, and it was a great interview. I love the host, and the only way you can have a good interview is really to have a good host. That's the bottom line. I don't know if anybody checked into the X-Zone radio interview where they did with me, and I would have to say it was probably one of the worst interviews I've ever done in my life. It sounded like a hit job, but, you know, kind of bashing everybody in the field of ufology and calling them all kinds of names, and it just went on and on, and I just said, I don't think this is a paranormal talk show. This sounds like a very normal talk show, and it was starting to sound like Rush Limbaugh or something like that, so... So anyway, I think they should change their name to the normal radio show rather than a paranormal radio show, because actually it was even below normal. But anyway, to move on from that, there's been quite a few sightings, a lot of footage coming in around the world. We've had, if you go to our As You Wish site here, we have a lot of the footage, the video footage we've been taking of the orbs, which, you know, we put a little blurb at the top, you know, East SETI, where the orb debunkers come to die, you know, because, you know, they're saying these orbs are water spots and they're dust or they're flour. And even MUFON did a study on that and denied it, that, you know, this wasn't the case in their investigation. But a lot of them are still carrying that old program that they're just dust or water spots. And they kind of squash that. And they have a real hard time expanding beyond the nuts and bolts of the physical. They want everything physical. They want nuts and bolts. And I thought it was amazing. We have, you know, some people with MUFON come up on a regular basis, and they're very closed-minded. And actually, they interfere with the ongoing investigation here, and they start telling everybody, you know, what we're seeing are satellites, and it'd be nice if they pulled their laptop out and looked at JTRAC or Heavens Above, because then they'd know what they're talking about, that what we're seeing are not satellites, and these things are stopping, powering up, making right-angle turns. They're not iridium flares, not the space station or Evastat or Genesis or any of the other things out there. We know what's out there. These things are definitely not ours, according to Air Force base commanders and triple buoy engineers who do kind of know what they're looking at. So we've had a host of pilots and airline pilots, you know, with a lot of miles behind their under their belts, you might say, have come up here, and they've seen the ships and air traffic controllers, and they've said, you know, these are definitely not ours. They haven't seen anything like them. So anyway, it'd be nice to look at all the evidence and come up with an open mind and bring the equipment up. You know, if you want to call these things meteors or satellites, then you know, pop up your laptop. We have wireless up here. You can go right on the sites and look. And when they say there's no activity above us, you know, and you see 30 to 35 objects up there making right-angle turns and powering up and doing all kinds of anomalous activity, then good chances that they're not satellites, especially if they're not on JTRAC, the NASA satellite tracking system, or Heavens Above. So it's good to do that. If you're out in the night sky, it might be good to tap into either one of those sites and look and see what's flying over your overhead. You type in your address or your location, and they'll tell you exactly what's flying over your head, what's visible and what's not visible. You know, click on visible satellites, and they'll tell you. So it looks like we have a caller. Welcome to As You Wish. Hello.
Hello, Dave.
Hello.
I'm Peter from Canada. I'm from the east side. Maybe you know me as a star soul. I mean, Sola. Anyway, I've had some sightings of my own, but the thing, it's always difficult to prove any of this. Maybe we can talk about it, but I'm not sure if it's the right thing to talk on this channel.
Now, could you repeat that? I couldn't quite understand what you're saying.
Well, I was just wondering if when we see some sightings, but if we don't have a camera or a video to film it, is it better not to talk about it on the show, or can we talk about it?
Go ahead.
Anyway?
You can talk about whatever you want.
I wasn't sure. Okay. So it was a few years ago. I was with my wife,
mm-hmm.
and we were going on the road, like driving,
mm-hmm.
and then a ship or something that was kind of circular was pretty big. It came down fairly low just over us, and then it went up again. And I thought I was dreaming,
mm-hmm.
but since my wife saw the same thing as I did, then I realized that it was something that was not an airplane, that's for sure, because airplanes don't just go
mm-hmm.
right over the car and up
yeah.
again really quickly. So that was an experience that I had a few years ago. And but I, since it happens so fast, it's really difficult to have equipment to detect what was it exactly and stuff like this. So I just wanted to, you know, like share some things like this and see if it means anything to this show. Because like you say for yourself, it's really, really difficult to prove any of this because a lot of people say they have a so-called scientific mind and the only thing that is real is what we see, what we can touch and material and everything. So I just wanted to share something, but if you have a comment, I can listen also.
You know, what's happening is, one of the questions I have is that, were you driving at the time?
Yes, I was driving the car. So, but it didn't stop my car. It just went really quickly.
Yeah.
But
I
heard stories where
streaming,
people say it stops the car and stuff like this. But in our case, for some reason, it didn't stop the car.
Well, if you're dreaming, I think you would have gone off the road. So you probably saw what, you know, unless you...
Well, if I was alone, I would have said it with my imagination. But since my wife saw exactly the same thing at the same moment, then it would be both of us dreaming. But since I was driving a car... We quite a dream.
You know, sometimes you only have seconds. I mean, you might have maybe 6 or 10 seconds to see these things. And, you know, sometimes just a little bit longer. And then after you see it, your mind tries to almost disqualify it. And you really don't believe yourself and what you saw yourself. And but when you have somebody else there that saw the same thing, then it becomes a little more real. And as far as getting a camera on it, very, very few people... Even here, you know, seasoned people, when these ships come in, the big ones, they forget they even have a camera on them. They don't even pick it up. You know, it's such a shock. They're in such awe. They just stare at it, and they take in the whole experience, and afterwards they go, oh, damn, I should have filmed that. And that's pretty normal.
Exactly. Another thing is that I've watched your footage, the radio of what you've filmed with your infrared video. And now I have I'm with a new wife, and she's a clairvoyant.
Mm-hmm.
So I showed her the footage because she says she sees things all the time. So when she saw the footage, she says, wow, finally now a camera that is able to film what I see for about the last 5 or 10 years.
Oh,
I didn't know that we could have equipment today that could prove what she sees, you know. So she was impressed by what's on your ranch, where you have all these the footage we've been seeing with your video camera. So I thought it was kind of a coincidence that she happens to see the same thing. So I just wanted to make a comment on that so that, you know, there are other people who see these things, just that now you have a nice camera that's capable of filming these things that maybe 20 years ago was not possible.
Mm-hmm.
So just wanted to congratulate you for keeping all this work, all you're doing on this, you know.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it is, you know, people who meditate or some people are gifted with clairvoyancy can see into the infrared and the ultraviolet, and they see all of these things going on. And we haven't had the equipment that could do that. And I was the same way. I would point things out, and pretty soon I stopped pointing things out because I realized nobody else could see it. You know, they lock people up for that. And now we have the equipment, you know, I can go right there. There's a whole column coming in. There's a whole plasma field and people spin the camera around and sure enough, it shows up on the iGen that we have. And it also has an infrared illuminator, which illuminates anything out there. So we can finally pick it up on film.
Because there's more and more people with their normal digital camera taking pictures of these things. What's great with your video camera is that we see these things moving. It's not like, oh, maybe someone tricked the picture, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So people can always find excuses. But what's fun is that now it's getting always better and better. Eventually, the equipment will get good enough so that almost anybody will be forced to believe that maybe there's something out there, you know.
Yeah, it's they've been trying to debunk this for a long time, and now with the video cameras, they can't because, you know, you can see the trees bending in the wind. There's a huge wind, and these things are cruising right into the wind. It doesn't even affect them. And, you know, there's no way dust goes against the wind. It just doesn't happen, you know. And water spots don't move, you know.
That's for sure.
You know, so I mean, that just killed that whole program right there. Are you, do you have some Native American in you by any chance?
Excuse me?
Are you part Native American or?
Well, I live in Canada, on the east side of Canada. So I'm on the opposite of, you're out west, I'm on the east.
Uh-huh.
But I like to listen to your radio show, and you know, on chat rooms we talk and once in a while.
Yeah.
So I still follow all this, and we've been, you know, it's fun to see someone like you who's going all the way, you know. You're almost
yeah.
taking chances with your, with,
no, I
with
was
your
wondering
reputation
if
or whatever, but, you know, you're really, you're, it's really nice to see people out there who are ready to go out and, you know, just, because eventually some of that truth is going to come out more and more, because now there's people, there's astronauts, and there's people talking more and more, but you're still out there, you know, doing their best, radio show and all this, so we're behind you, even if I'm on the other end of the country.
Oh, great. Yeah, there are a lot of people. Actually, a lot of people just left here from Canada, and Michelle is one of our greatest helpers here, and she's probably listening to the show right now, and I hope she's eating Ben and Jerry's with her niece, because I sent her back to buy some Ben and Jerry's and have some with her niece, because she said it was outside of her budget, so now she can afford it. but anyway...
Well, you do your best, and that's what's important.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it is, what I'm finding out now is they've basically given up on the leadership. They're not going to come through the leadership. They're coming through the masses and through people with just, you know, pretty much an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. They've tried to find that in our leadership, and as everybody can see right now with what's going on, there isn't much integrity left, you know, in Washington. So they're going to be coming through other avenues and showing themselves, and there's going to be a lot of egg on people's faces here real shortly.
Well, from here to 1 year, we should see much more, and more people are going to be capable of seeing them. That was not possible a few years ago.
Yeah, I think with the vibrational lifting, there's a big awakening going on, and people are starting to see. It's like the veils between worlds are coming down, so people are starting to see what's been there all along, you know, right beside them.
Exactly. It's just that before it was not possible to see because of the vibrations. It's like an insect can feel us, but it cannot see us.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't look like an insect. So it's like for us, other beings are there, but as long as we don't rise our vibrations high enough, it's not possible to see them for now. Well, for most people, except for clairvoyants or people who do all kinds of stuff, but these people are supposed to be crazy, right?
Yeah.
For the rest, well, that's what they say anyways. But I mean, eventually there's more and more people seeing these things, or is there more and more people becoming crazy? I prefer the option of the rising of the vibrations,
mm-hmm.
and even though for now it's still not easy to prove, but that's what I prefer.
Yeah. Well, it's what I'm seeing now is like a lot of these kids, like especially the people that came in from Paranormal State, they're all very young, and they felt the energy as soon as they got here, and they called me back and they said, you know, we just love this place being here. They want to come back and learn about the more spiritual side of it, and you know, the truth about the multidimensional universe we live in, and they want to learn a little bit more about quantum physics and how to meditate. And so I said, sure, great, come on out. So they're planning another trip, I think, in May to come back out. And I don't think it's going to be filmed. I don't think it's just the group itself that was here wanted to come back and experience more and learn more.
Exactly. And maybe you noticed that, see how open they are, how natural it is for these children when you talk about these things?
Oh, yeah.
For them, it's like home. When you talk to many adults and like this, it's not as natural.
Yeah, you know, I've talked to some of these kids, you know, and they just try to look at me and they go, what are you trying to prove? They go, so what? You know, it's just like real for them. They just look at me like
exactly.
Funny, like, you know, it's like, of course there's ETs out there, you know, and they just, you know, it's kind of funny, you know, because I think, you know, when you have a sweat lodge, we take the kids, and you know, when you pass the kids the talking stick, they embarrass their parents. And the parents should just let their kids talk and start asking their kids, you know, what do you think about this? You know, they came from spirit. They're not so far away from spirit. They're not so ingrained in social consciousness, and they know a heck of a lot more of what's going on than the parents even can imagine, you know, if they just sit and start talking to them once in a while.
Well, it's being told that the new children, their veiled is less, they are closer to their connection because there's changes. As the vibrations are changing, it makes sense that the children have a more open mind because of all this change that's happening.
Oh, yeah, some very powerful souls are incarnating right now, and people call them the indigo children, but, you know, to me that's kind of a limitation because, you know, they come with every color in their aura, and they're packed and they're loaded and they're ready to make changes, and they just don't fit into the system. And the more they try to jam them into this present system, they, you know, are having more and more problems with them. And the ones they're having problems with, they try to drug them and use Ritalin and all these other things. And, you know, say they have ADD or all these different, you know, illnesses. And it's really not illness. They're just damn bored. You know, they're bored with the nonsense and the energy and the frequency around what they're being taught, and they see the limitations of it. And, you know, there's nothing that's really holding their interest, and that is the main problem. And it's not a drug, you know, that's gonna work. It's give them some curriculum and some information and make it fun.
Well, I did my best with my children to keep them, to make the school understand that my children don't have these things. They are not, and I went all the way, and I was lucky because then I was really convinced and everything, so my children did not go on Ritalin. So my daughter says, is it normal that I see angels? I say, yes, but please don't talk about it in school, you know.
Yeah.
But she keeps seeing all these things because she was lucky not to go on Ritalin because I was there saying, no way, none of these drugs are going to go on my children. But I had to be very convincing with the psychologist of the school and all these things, and I really had to go all the way, or else my children would have been stuck this way too.
You know, every one of those school shootings, just about every one of them, the kids were all on, you know, psychotropics, and they just blew after a while and lost it. And I think there's other energies involved as well, because once you get them on Ritalin and psychotropics, they're open to mind control and from a distance, and there is that technology. So who knows, you know, they could just become one big experiment. And, you know, we need to clean up our consciousness and not, you know, not let a drug be controlling our lives.
Exactly. Well, if you want, I can let go, and maybe if someone else wants to go, talk on the show, because I don't want to take all the time.
Well, great. Well, thanks for calling in, and thanks for being a good parent and keeping your kids off those drugs. You know, it's like, you know,
I try to guide them so that they can keep their spiritual part of themselves.
Yeah.
So that, because we're going to need them pretty soon for all this change that's going to come. And children that is going to help us make all that change.
Yeah.
In years to come. So thank you very much, and have a wonderful show.
Oh, thanks for calling in. Have a good evening.
Thanks.
All right, we're back. And great call. If there's anybody else that wants to talk about something they've experienced or visions they've had or just about anything, you know, we can even talk about the economy. That is such a joke. You know, it's a very bad joke, but, you know, it's such a bad joke. I was looking at the numbers the other day, and they're saying $61 billion would pay off every bad mortgage. And so we're trying to figure out what the other... what is it, $639 billion is for? You know, I'm kind of scratching my head going, well, wait a second, what is all this other stuff for? And we have to do it now, just like, hey, there was weapons of mass destruction, you know, that same program is going on. Welcome, we have another caller.
Hi, James. Good to talk to you.
All right, who are we speaking with?
This is Mark.
Oh, hey, Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing good, doing great. Just got a couple of questions for you. You know, I've been listening to you and checking out what's been going on now for about, I don't know, seven or eight months, I guess, and it's really exciting. And been trying to teach myself, you know, how to meditate and been trying to pull a lot of the yogi teachers and stuff up on YouTube and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I've subscribed to your emails also. And I've had a question about the, you know, the seems like everybody's talking about a split, you know, with the different energies here on the planet, you know, making a choice to either spiral up or spiral down.
Yeah.
And I was just curious, you know, how is that actually physically going to happen? I mean, is planet Earth going to split into two different dimensions, or you know, how physically is these tyrants that are running our government right now, how are they, you know, physically going to be out of the picture?
Mm-hmm. Well, I can explain that different ways, but basically what you're seeing is the end of tyranny. You're seeing the uncovering process of it, where it's really rearing its ugly head and making itself known. And you can really see the megalomaniacs going at it, you know, just massive egos that think they're totally separate and they're gods mm-hmm. over others and running the program. And they're all exposing themselves with you know, the stunts they're pulling now with the economy and, you know, trying to create all these wars, and people just aren't buying anymore. So
yeah.
That's part of the process. But on another level, what's happening is the highest vibrational frequencies are like love and joy and bliss and service to others. Those are the attitudes and emotions that have the highest frequencies, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the universal principles necessary for a healthy society are written in the heart of hearts of all humanity. And very simple. It's like universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom and prosperity for all, you know, living in harmony with each other and the planet. All of that we
right.
know in our hearts of hearts, and that's being activated on a very high level, and these other beings of a very high consciousness are pressing in on the earth right now. So what that does is those frequencies are just shaking up the tyrants and the people that are holding on to the greed and the control and the lust for power.
Well, I guess what I'm trying to, you know, I'm just excited about this, and I can feel these energies you're talking about.
Yeah.
And my inner God in me, my inner spirit is rising up and causing me to do the right thing in life situations, you know, to show more love to people and to go the extra mile to give my time to someone and not expect anything in return and just do, you know, be more selfless. And it rises up in my heart. I can feel it. And, you know, when I'm thinking to, you know, it's like my mind's telling me, well, you need to be worried about yourself right now, but then something springs forward in my heart and says, no, you need to help this individual or go do this or go do that. And I feel this change in what you're saying, but, you know, and it's exciting, but, you know, are we going to see a major shift with our reality in my lifetime or, you know, are the people on this planet right now, are we looking at, you know, evolving more and coming back in, you know, reincarnation mm-hmm. before things really get turned around?
No, what I'm seeing is things are going to be happening very quickly, and we're watching it unfold right now. And between now and 2012, which is the really big shift, the big shift in consciousness and energy, there's going to be a lot of turmoil and turbulence on every level. So there's going to be major purges and processing,
mm-hmm.
you know, within the social, you know, programs, the economic programs,
right.
and physical earth changes as well. It's all just going to continue to escalate until the big crescendo, because before we make that shift, things need to be cleaned up, and
right.
And people have to align with this new frequency, this new consciousness and energy.
And if they don't, what's going to happen to them?
Well, basically, if they don't, it's they've chosen basically to hang on to the old program, and the old program is not where the Earth is going. So the Earth has chosen to evolve and to ascend, and, you know, she's going to shift and go to the next level. And as far as the people that don't make the shift or don't want to make the shift, you know, what I believe is a lot of them are going to be taken out physically. by their own choices, not by anybody punishing them. It's just by the choices they've made. A lot of them chose just not to listen or not even pay attention to what's going on around them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're eternal souls, and they'll just come back as better listeners, basically. But, you know, some, I believe there's probably going to be two timelines or some kind of dynamic. I don't know the whole story yet, where some people will move on, like the Hopi prophecies. You know, they talk about the people that are close to the earth and living a natural spiritual life are going to continue, and those that continue in the old mechanistic way of separation and greed, and that world eventually just, it starts on the downward spiral and collapses. And so I just think, to me, I think there's a lot of people going to be checking out that just can't let go. And I think that there may be two worlds. We might go through a shift, and there may be
two different dimensions.
Yeah, two worlds. Some might just move into a different timeline.
Wow.
You know, and it's not that as hard as people think it is to shift out of this frequency. It's we've been doing it on the ranch quite a bit, where we've been just disappearing. And although we're totally physically aware of ourselves, and it seems like there's no change at all, other people can't see you.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, I think it's something along that, on that line. The more you meditate, the more you align yourself with the higher consciousness and energies, the more you're going to miss a lot of this catastrophe and chaos that's going on. You know, a good example, I've given this before, but I was in Hawaii with a very powerful group, and we were doing a meditation, and Kazikia, one of the beings I worked with, came in, and it was just intense energy. And we were at ground zero where an earthquake happened. It was 5+, and it was right underneath us. And it shook the building intensely. And
wow.
When we came out of meditation, we all walked outside, and everybody was freaking out and flipping out. Everybody ran out of the hotel. And, you know, we go, what's wrong? What's going on? And they go, you can't tell me you didn't feel that. And I go, feel what? And they go, the whole building was shaking, you know, and violently. And I said, no, we didn't sense a thing. So it is possible to raise your frequencies and totally miss these events. And
mm-hmm.
There'll be whole communities that'll come together and do that. And they're just creating a whole different reality, a whole different timeline. And I think there'll come a time where they'll just move right out of these changes, kind of like the Mayans did in the past. You know, they just disappeared. Nobody knows where they went.
When I was younger, I would always contemplating about ETs and Indians. And as a child, I didn't know why. And I'm 41 right now, and it's like those two things have come back into my life hot and heavy now. And those two issues.
Yeah, they are tied in together. And what I've noticed is that almost every nation has their stories about the star nations and the changes and the shifts coming, and that, you know, the death of the beast, and then, you know, 1,000 years of peace or whatever following it, and then we join the rest of the universe in peace and the rest of the star nations. So they all have very similar prophecies, and you know, it is totally tied in together, because, you know, they're talking that we strayed way too far away from living a natural spiritual life, and it does have consequences.
In harmony.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with the planet Earth. When I was young also, I used to have a lot of deja vu episodes. I was wondering what your opinion was on deja vu.
You know, I have those two on a regular basis. I tell you what's really interesting with me is that having been activated and having full memory of my past lives on a soul level, you know, I see people and I just know these people, and I just want to run up and give them a big hug, and you know, it's so good to see them again. You know, and they either think you're trying to hit on them or you're gay, you know, one of the other. You know, the women go, what, you know, get away from me, you know. And the men are going, what's the matter with you? You gay or something? You know, why are you looking at me that way?
Well.
And you have those memories, and I've learned to hold that back. I've had to temper it because they weren't having the same experience. They weren't having that feeling or that deja vu. So,
well, I get the feeling I know you. I mean, you know, from watching you. And I don't know. It's weird. Just get a sense that you know, I've met you before, I know you.
Yeah. Yes, a lot of people are saying that, and I seem to be doing a lot of work on other levels, too, because I keep appearing to people, you know, in dreams and on other levels, and that seems to happen on a regular basis. And I think a lot of it, too, is what I'm doing is I'm really reflecting back to people their own, you know, spiritual nature or God nature, you might say, and
mm-hmm.
they're recognizing that, and they're going, you know, that's who I really am. You know, and they're starting to wake up.
I didn't hear the very first part of the program tonight, but I think you were talking about the paranormal state and,
yeah.
and stuff. I caught that show, and I felt like they held a lot of stuff back.
Yeah, they did.
Was that a good feeling?
They did. You know, the one thing that was important to me is that I told them exactly when the ships would come in and where, and they had their cameras rolling, and that's why they got the shots they did. And they did admit it. You know, they said, well, you know, he did say 10 o'clock, you know.
Yeah, I noticed that.
In the east. And actually, I told them it was closer to the mountain. They had it right on the button where this one big one came in and powered up and turned. So basically, that was... To me, that was the most important thing because I've had so many people come up here with cameras and catch the footage, and they appeared exactly when I said they would, and then you never heard about it. It just got squashed or disappeared, or they went off on some other tangent, you know, which is, it gets frustrating after a while. But, you know, there's a lot of debunkers coming after us on a regular basis. Even people in the UFO community, they're trying to say that there is no contact happening here, and these are meteors and satellites, and so... You know, they did bring up the J-Tracker site, and they did look and said, look, there's no satellites over the area right now. What are these massive things? And they did air that on the show, which to me was I was really appreciative of that. There was just phenomenal orb pictures taken around the crew. A lot
but
of paranormal
air,
things.
They didn't air any of that, did they?
Yeah, and sound. And well, they still are thinking that orbs are dust. They don't, you know, they haven't put two and two together that really dust doesn't fly through the air on video and interact with people. You know, it's the smartest dust I've ever seen or fly against the wind. But, there was a lot withheld, and maybe they'll do part two and actually bring the sound of the ships on the next time.
They'll air another show?
Yeah.
From the ranch?
You know, they might have seen Sasquatch out there. I don't know what they saw. I've never heard of Bat Squatch. You know, maybe there is a Bat Squatch out there. I don't know, but I've never heard of it. But we do have Bigfoot in the area, and there is a lot of research going on.
Yeah, I thought that was strange, too. I was like, I've never heard them talk about that at the ranch.
Yeah. Well, I think they need to put that part in. But, you know, the one thing about we've never had any negative experiences here at the ranch, and as far as Bigfoot, you know, it's always been, you know, it's been very shy. The people that are awake have had some great, you know, very friendly experiences. There's never been any kind of a weird creature showing up here and doing anything.
Do you believe the
negative?
Sasquatch?
What's that?
Do you believe the Sasquatch to be a very highly spiritual being?
Oh, I know it is. I've had my own encounters.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, I saw one disappear right in front of me. I saw it vanish. It never got into the trees. It just disappeared. And I had a kind of a telepathic communication with it for a little while, and it was a female, and I realized they just really don't want to have anything to do with humanity. They've been screwed every time, as a race, we're just not very trustworthy, and we aren't in our integrity. And people that do start getting pictures, they want to be famous, and then they give away where they saw. And the next thing you know, all the hunters are out there looking for them, and they have to move out of that territory. And you know, it's just a real disrespectful thing. Even I had all kinds of people calling me trying to find out where I saw this one, and I didn't tell them. You know, I said, you know, I wouldn't tell them. I said, why are you going to go terrorize it, you know, and I said, why don't you go out and meditate and tell them you want to have an experience, that you want to see one, and if they feel you're sincere, they may show themselves to you. If not, you're probably never, ever going to see them.
Wow. That's awesome.
You know, the Native Americans have a saying here. It's really funny. They said, if you go out looking for Bigfoot, you know, you'll never find it. But if Bigfoot wants to find you, that might happen.
That's crazy.
But they see it as another nation. You know, it's another people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're extremely advanced through nature. They evolved through nature, and they're kind of the height of the nature kingdom, and they have incredible abilities, just like any shaman, or, you know, yogis can bilocate and appear
right.
and disappear and
right.
and shape-shift, you know, and things like that. It's like, well, that's they've been doing that all their lives. I mean, that's just part of their nature.
Yeah. Have you had any more or had any confirmation on the October 14th?
You know, I haven't. I keep asking about that, and basically what they've been saying is that if there's enough people with the right intent putting it out there, and if they're looking up in the sky, they're going to see things because the ships are already here. They've been here for quite some time, and we've been filming them for God knows how long. And these are massive ships. Some are miles long. And so, you know, basically, you know, I'm all totally 100% supportive of that. I'm just hoping that if it doesn't happen exactly at that time, people don't get upset about it. But the ships are out there, and they usually don't operate on a calendar. They move when the energy's right, and they move in spiritual ways that we don't understand. They don't really move according to clocks and dates and times like we would like them.
Well, what's your opinion on this, on the subject? I was on the Blossom Goodchild website, on her website, reading some of her channeling stuff she's posted. And she had said that, or they had said that take crystals, quartz crystal, if you had it, and energize it with the knowing that you know they're going to appear on the 14th, and energize that into the quartz crystal and put it outside.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of anything like that?
Well, definitely, yeah. Crystals carry consciousness. Anything metal or stone holds a frequency. Even water does.
Okay.
So,
well, she didn't give them, there wasn't much detail on what they were going to do, but I was, you know, in your opinion, is that a way they could get a feel for how many people is accepting this? And
yeah, well, crystals by nature are amplifiers, and so the more you amplify the thought and put it out there, you know, the better off we're going to be in creating that reality. So, you know, I'd say yes, you know, by all means. You know, people might say this is very unscientific, but I actually work with Marcel Vogel, who used to cut some pretty, you know, intense crystals, and we used to channel information for him to how to cut these crystals. So they definitely, you can create, you can transfer energy through crystals. You can transfer healing energy, communication. There's all kinds of things you can do through crystals.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Well, I happen to have some, so I went through with the process, and they're outside on the back porch right now. Well, it was good talking with you. Did I lose you?
Yeah. Well, we're back. You know, basically, we've got a whole stack of callers waiting to get in.
Okay.
I would definitely follow through with that, you know, put the intent out there, and be sure and send me an email and let me know what happened.
Great. I'll
you know,
do that.
If something flies over your house and shakes it up, hey, be sure to have your camera ready, you know.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that. I gotta get that ready.
Yeah, we've got a whole list stacked up here wanting to call in, so
Well, thanks.
Yeah, well, thanks
James.
For calling, and we'll talk soon.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Alrighty, I guess we have a stack of callers waiting. Next caller, if they want to beep on in. We're patiently waiting. There's some pretty amazing things coming up.
Yes.
Greetings. Welcome to As You Wish.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, James.
Yes, who are we speaking with?
I can barely hear you.
Uh-oh.
But anyway, this is Peter calling from Ontario, Canada.
Oh, great.
And I had a couple of questions for you.
Sure.
One is, I've had allergies all. It's to do with environment and health and whatnot. I've had allergies most of my life, and this spring, for the first time, I didn't. And I'm thinking that perhaps it's due to a foot ionizer. Have you ever heard of this?
Yes, I have. I have one, actually.
Oh, okay. And I think that it's probably very good at removing toxins from your body. So, okay, that was a question. Do you, agree with using things like that? The other thing, question I had, was organite. Have you ever heard of that?
So what was that again?
It's called organite. I just saw a website. People were talking about chemtrails.
Yeah.
And I just saw a website saying that you can create these things that are called organite. That's to do with metal and crystals, and it's supposed to clear the air. Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, yeah, I have one of those, too.
Chembusters. Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, actually have one operating right now as we speak.
Okay. I'm just going to turn up my phone for a second.
One of the things about allergies, a lot of times allergies come because we're toxic. And the more, we can get rid of the toxins in our system, the body can, isn't so defensive or whatever you might say, and it can generate more energy to healing those problems or getting rid of the other, things you're allergic to. So I found that the more you can detox, the better you are, and the more your allergies will just basically go away.
Yes, I guess your body's free to handle the problem.
I had an allergy once that was this bumble grass, that grows next to water, and it was so bad I couldn't stand it. I got anywhere near it, and I actually tracked it back to a past life where I was actually stabbed and thrown into this grass, and that was what I smelled while I was laying there in pain and dying. And once I cleared that in the past life, the allergy went away. It was quite interesting.
Another thing, I did a transpersonal spiritual release session with you.
Oh, great.
And it seemed to be a turning point for a lot of things.
Oh, good.
It's I just seem to be much more aware of my consciousness lately. Not lately, but since then, and more and more since then. Another thing recommendation he made was Holosync, and I think that would be good for, I think it was Mark who called earlier. I purchased that program, and it's been very, very good. Fun. It brings me down to a very, very deep state, and I think it would be just a very good way to meditate.
Yeah, now what was that program again?
Holosync? It was on your website, I think, a long time ago, and I asked you about it.
Okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Monroe stuff. I think it came out of the Monroe Institute.
I think the guy's name was Mark. I can't remember his name. But it's just very good. It's a way of just bringing you into a very, very relaxed state.
Yeah. I've been meditating for so long, it's like I could probably go into that state as we speak and fall on my face if I wanted to.
I couldn't. It's been pretty effective for me. Sorry, I can barely hear you, so my conversation may not be that coherent.
Okay.
But I just want to talk about another thing. It's a dream that I had that just kind of kicked this whole thing off. I was reading a book by, I think it was George Green.
Yeah.
A set of three books, and I had read them. And I had a dream, just a very, very clear dream, and it was as though I was underwater, and I heard the sound of a bell, like sort of a ringing bell, almost as though you were to run your finger along the edge of a wine glass or something, just a ring.
Uh-huh.
And I could just see these waves coming out from this thing, and it was just so profound and so intense.
Hmm.
And, and dreaming later about just light, just seeing a lot of light, bright, bright light in my dreams, and just been very obsessed about spiritual things and ETs, and I don't know, just on a very visceral level, I just very much know that it's all true and it's all happening and it's all changing right now.
Oh yeah, It's definitely. I know that some people, it's happening intensely right now. Other people are still trying to figure out what the heck is happening, but they're still going through it. And, you know, it's really time to shift into that observer mode, you know, and just start observing the world with loving detachment and let it do what it needs to do and find that space within yourself where you can start creating your own reality, creating a different path.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
Well, great.
Well, anyway, thank you. I'm sorry.
Oh, thanks for calling in.
Well, thank you very much for taking my call, and I hopefully will make it to your ranch this spring.
Okay, great. We'll see you then.
Have a wonderful evening. Good night.
All right. Yeah, I think we're going to have some major events coming from spring on because it seems like everybody wants to come after Robbie Williams was up here in the A&E Paranormal State, and I guess this is going internationally. Everybody's finding out about the ranch now, so I'm probably going to have to put up a tent on the back 40 so I can have a little private time. Who knows? I can see myself in a little yurt out in the woods in the back 40 and then come in as I need to and go as I need to. But anyway, if there's any other callers here, you're welcome to come in. Welcome to the show. Who are we speaking
with?
Well,
hey, thanks very much. It's Nico from Vancouver.
Hey,
how you doing,
Nico?
James?
How you doing?
You know what? Really good. Still processing from all the stuff that happened at your ranch.
Yeah.
Your place should come with a warning.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know what I was wondering, James?
Yes.
I wanted to know if you've checked out that video that you put out on YouTube, the Orb Skywatch.
Uh-huh.
Actually, it's the interaction, part one of two and two of two. You have got tons of rods flying around us.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, and you could freeze frame on them just by double-clicking on the play button.
Uh-huh.
Go save my frame. And they're neat. They're all about maybe a little over a yard long, and they've got this kind of helical fin that goes around them.
Hmm.
And once the kids were starting to sing, they were coming in and doing U-turns, coming in from quite an altitude, coming down, doing a U-turn, and heading back out at you know, I guess speeds that, you know, the video camera couldn't catch until you freeze-framed on them.
Well, you know, I haven't seen that, but
you should check it out.
Is there a way you can freeze that and send it to me, or?
You know what? I'm going to try doing that. I was trying to figure out a way I can do that. What I'm going to do is I'll try and download the videos from YouTube, and that way I can send you the individual frames.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's a woman that told me when I was drumming out there, she said that there was this huge lightning bolt coming out of both temples of mine, and that it went through one person there and then another person. It hit two people that were standing next to me, and she caught it on film, and I can't wait to see that one. But I mean, all kinds of bizarre stuff going on.
Did you feel anything?
Yeah, I did. I mean, my crown was just lit up like crazy. And then I also, you know, what I love the most is when you're out in the field and those orbs were hitting you right in the chest and the heart.
Wow.
And then you were reacting. You're going, oh, my God, you know, and you're like totally, when you see the orb hit you, you'd see your arms go back and go, oh, my God, that was incredible, you know.
Well, so, you know what it felt like? It felt like getting hit by powder.
Uh-huh.
Like it felt like, you know, seriously, it you know, there was a little bit of sensation, but what it felt like was how could I put it? Well, the one that hit me in the chest, I remember that one must have been about twice the size of a basketball, and that one, well, that's what it felt like to me, right? Because I felt it from about the bottom of my chin to the top of my navel.
Yeah.
And that was intense, but what was really neat was the plasma field.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, surfing the plasma field, it felt like water that was about the same temperature as my skin.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know what I mean? So it felt like, you know, I can definitely feel matter.
Yeah.
Right? You know, or something similar. I mean, you know, don't know how to explain it, but, you know, some interesting stuff went, you know, I mean, that was the weekend of the 6th, 7th, and 8th, I think, of September.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, we all saw some interesting stuff. Just looking at the pictures of those nights, besides the orbs, actually, what was interesting is you had told me to take a couple of pictures, and you said, you know, point or shoot up there. And in one of the shots, you can clearly see either a ship materializing or dematerializing.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, which was real interesting, and I didn't see it in my little viewfinder just after you'd told me to take the shot. So it's kind of interesting. And the other one you'll have to see and explain it for yourself. That was just bizarre. It was a shot through the trees, and the five trees, five or six trees that were in that shot make this really interesting pattern.
Yeah, I'd love to see those.
It's a pattern of a heart.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah, which was really wild. And you said, you know, that's what it's all about anyway, right? And I thought, wow, just as we were talking about it, I thought, okay, that's too much. Right? Illustrated right there and then, you know?
Yeah. But, you know, definitely. Yeah, you have to come out and visit again. I can't wait to get out there again and play around with the orbs a little more.
Well, this time we got to catch a couple of those rods. That's amazing stuff. I don't know how you can get them with a still camera.
Yeah.
But with your IR set up there, beautiful.
Yeah, we're running out of time.
All right, James.
So I can't thank you enough for calling in, and stay in touch.
Send
me an email.
Thanks for having me on, James. And thanks for having us. And I'll be sending you that stuff as soon as I can.
Great. Awesome.
Thanks so much, James. Talk to you soon.
All right. Well, that's the end of the show. We run out of time. I can't thank everybody enough for listening to As You Wish Talk Radio. And take some time. Go out and snap some pictures, meditate, send the love and the joy and the bliss energy out, and look up over your head. Who knows? You know, you might have something flying over. And be sure and go out on the 14th and see if there is something big buzzing over your head. Anyway, this is James Gunn with As You Wish, signing off. Have a great evening. Good night.